A long time ago, in the town of Bethlehem, a Savior was born, who was Christ the Lord.
Wait a minute, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? We're doing the Christmas play. You know that. What's the matter with you? Look around you. Everyone's here. Even our parents are here. Hi, Dad.
Well, see, I've been thinking about it, and I don't know if I believe it at all or not, but I don't know if I believe in the Christmas story.
What? What do you mean? How can you not believe in the Christmas story?
Chillax, bro. Take some deep breaths.
Wait, I've had an epiphany.
You mean an epiphany?
Whatever. I'll tell you the story of Christmas, and you decide if you believe it or not. But whatever you believe it or not, it's still true. And the excellent thing is that since it's true, no one can take it away from you.
All right, go for it. Thanks.
Let's do it. A while back, there was a young woman named Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Don't talk to the characters.
Oh, sorry, I'm sure.
Mary was promised to be married to a man named Joseph.
Lucky guy.
Would you just stop? One day, Mary was visited by an angel of God.
Now that right there, does that not strike you as odd and impossible? There is no proof.
How do you know Mary Queen of Scots existed? Did you ever meet her?
No, of course not. I've only been told about her and read about her in books. Ah, I get you.
Hail Mary, full of grace. Do not be afraid, for you have found favor in the Lord. You are to give birth to a boy, and you are going to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High.
How will this be since I am a virgin?
Oh, I know this one!
Nope, know your audience, mate.
The Spirit will come down and surround you and overshadow you, and the Holy One will be born unto you.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Then the angel left. Meanwhile, back in Nazareth, we find Joseph, a man pledged to marry Mary. Asleep in his bed, Joseph has had a hard day, because as soon as Mary got back from visiting with Elizabeth, it was obvious to everyone that she was going to have a baby.
Oh no, not this guy again. Didn't you have anyone else who wanted to play an angel?
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived within her is from the Holy Spirit. She is going to give birth to a boy, and you are going to give him the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him to do, and took Mary home as his wife.
Hi, Mary.
What have I told you?
Hi, do you believe yet?
I don't know.
Here, you read.
Why?
Because my mouth is tired. I've been talking all morning.
Well, that's for sure. Where'd you leave off? Here it is. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that everyone in the Roman world would be counted. Why on earth would someone order stupid like that?
Tax base.
Fair enough. So Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Hey, is this almost over? Because I'm getting hungry. Are there going to be biscuits?
Yes, there are going to be biscuits. Of course there are going to be biscuits. There are always biscuits. Now read.
While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Hi, Mary.
What? Stop it.
I don't know, but that's a very pretty baby you have there.
Yes, he's the Son of God.
Near the little town of Bethlehem, there were some shepherds living out in the field, watching their flock of sheep at night.
And all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and they were really scared. Don't tell me. No. Oh, no.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all your people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born unto you. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign to you. You will find him wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, so they hurried off and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger.
The shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which was just as the angel of the Lord had told them. Well, that's a nice Christmas story.
Hey! Hold it! What happens next?
Oh, you don't want to know.
Oh, yes, I do. What happened to Mary? What happened to the baby? How am I supposed to believe in Christmas if I don't know what happens next?
Are you sure you want to know?
I don't know. Yes!
Be careful. Wanting to know is the first step to believing.
All right. I want to know. Tell me.
Well, okay. We'll read it together. You start.
Not too far away lived King Herod. He was king of Judah when Mary and Joseph were living.
Hey, why don't I like him?
Because you have good taste.
Who are those guys?
They're some wise men living in countries nearby. They've come to find baby Jesus.
Where is the one known as King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
King Herod knew the ancient prophecies that there would be a Messiah born to the Jews. He knew that this was the king they were talking about. He secretly didn't want there to be any king but himself. He called all the Jewish leaders together and asked them, where is the Messiah to be born?
Where is this baby to be born?
Bethlehem, sire.
Tell me more. Where exactly did you see the star appear?
So the wise men told King Herod exactly when they had seen the star appear.
Go and find him, and when you find him, come back to me and tell him, and tell me where he is, so I can worship him myself.
Wait a minute, I don't like this. Herod means to hurt them.
It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We've got to do something. We've got to warn her.
There's nothing to do. Do you want to hear the rest of the story?
I don't know. Let me think about that. Yes!
Okay, then let's read. The wise men went on their way, and the star they had seen went ahead of them, until it stopped over a place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh.
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route.
Another route? You mean they didn't go back to Herod? Mary is safe?
Yes!
Well, not quite.
Oh, no.
You're kidding me. Not again!
Get up. Take your son and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you to.
So Joseph got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where they stayed until the death of Herod.
Yes! They made it! She's safe! The baby's safe! Even Joseph is safe! That is the greatest story ever! That is the coolest angel I have ever seen. Angel, nice! Great work! So, is that the end?
Well, almost. Later, Joseph was visited by another angel in a dream and told that Herod had died. So Mary and the young child Jesus moved back from Egypt to their hometown Nazareth. And there's a very happy ending. Jesus grew up living a sinless life, taught about God, who was his father, and later paid the price for the sins of the world. And now all those who believe in him will have eternal life. So now the question is the same, the one Mary has been asking you all night.
Do you believe yet?
Do I believe yet?
Yes. You know, I think I do. I really do.
You see, it really is
a Christmas to believe it.